This wasn't Al-Qaeda or ISIS. It has to be bigger than that. State-sponsored. Maybe Saudi intelligence or the Pakistanis. We know the Saudis funded the 9/11 hijackers, and Pakistani intelligence sheltered bin Laden for years. Maybe they decided to step things up.
But why?
A fire was burning in his eyes for the first time since Danny had stepped into the field office that morning.
To what end?
Danny Carter never got an opportunity to answer that question.
Federal agents!
Danny's head snapped to the source of the sound. Instinctively, her hand went for her gun. Olson grabbed her wrist and gave her a subtle shake of the head.
What the hell is going on?
Men and women in dark navy windbreakers began to flood into the cubicle farm from both emergency stairwells and the bank of elevators Danny had stepped out of only minutes before. On each of the men and women, now circling the field office, printed front and back in white were the words, United States Marshal. A gruff, bald marshal, his service weapon drawn but not raised, and fury in his eyes, made himself heard.
Get your hands behind your heads. Any of you sons of bitches so much as touches your weapon, it'll be the last thing you do.
Rick Olson stepped forward from his post beside Danny, his hands raised in a conciliatory gesture.
Marshal, I'm Rick Olson, special agent in charge of this FBI field office. You better...
Richard Olson, on the orders of the Attorney General, you are under arrest on suspicion of aiding and abetting enemies of the United States of America. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to...
As the marshal continued reading Olson his rights, something both Danny and he had done hundreds, if not thousands, of times, Carter looked around the field office in shock. The process was being repeated in cubicle after cubicle, where dozens of agents proclaimed their innocence as their rights were read out. The metallic clink and rasp of handcuffs filled the air.
Carter, get to the bottom of this.
I will.
By the time she was composed enough to say anything else, Olson was gone, and the remaining field office personnel were left in a state of stunned silence. What the hell had just happened?